the Planning and Zoning Commission approved a controversial temporary use permit for a rock crusher and asphalt plant. Community members spoke out both in favor of and against the permit. The crusher and plant will be located in the vicinity of 9 miles Immovia Highway on the property owned by Brett Woodbury. Tom Fisher, from 9.5 Mile, was one of the people who voiced concern about the project. He says there's an inversion layer that drops everything in the air on the lower homes in that area every morning and every evening.
When he has been a great neighbor, great. There's nothing wrong with Brett being up there. We all agree with him. He's been great. But in this instance, I don't think he's going to be able, or if he can prove they can control these fumes, mixed with the dust, I mean, the dust alone is going to be killer if they don't have a water truck going. But mixing it up with the other chemicals and stuff will be an adverse living condition for the people directly below the rock pit.
Michael Short of CECON requested the permit. He also attended the meeting and said that moving the crusher and plant would up the cost of the project. He said the project should be completed in 60 days by September 15th. The commission also approved an access road and area for sorting and processing wood from the Institute property and Trustland timber sale. Cindy Whitefeather was the only community member to speak out against that permit.
Maybe there's other people, but I want it noted that I will slap injunctions to keep them off that land. They've already wasted part of this island, and they're not going to do it to the Institute.
Other community members were in favor of this permit. The permit places the access road further away from residential property. Finally, the commission approved a conditional use permit application for the Prezunka family to have a 2-room bed and breakfast. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.